times the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
This is a hard one. You'll never guess this.
Bambi!
You guys are good.
Balky, you always do Bambi.
Boy, when the four of us get together, we sure do have fun, don't we? Speaking of the four of us being together, Jennifer has something she's been wanting to tell you.
Maybe later.
No, come on, what is it?
Well, the airline is giving me a promotion.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
And I'm moving to Los Angeles.
Oh.
What do you think about that, Larry?
Los Angeles, that's great. A promotion. In Los Angeles.
Marianne, are you going to Los Angeles too?
Oh, no, I have allergies.
So, Jennifer, when are you moving?
I haven't given them a definite yes. I mean, it's a good career move, and it's more money, and the weather is great, but Chicago is my home.
What do you think about that, Larry?
What do I think? I mean, she has a point. It's a good career move. More money. Well, weather is great. Maybe she should go for it. You know what they say, opportunity knocks but once.
You're right. I don't know why I was so indecisive. I guess if it's a good career move and it's more money and the weather is great, well, what's keeping me here? Nothing. Let's go, Marianne. It's late.
Thanks for the wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Opportunity knocks but once. The woman of your dreams is leaving for California, and that's all you can say? Opportunity knocks but once? Can you afford it?
All right, what was I supposed to say? She obviously has her plans made, and I'm not part of them.
Oh, cousin, 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 cousin. Listen to the wisdom that made Meepos great. There are none so blind as those who will not hear. Cousin, you've got to go up to her and tell her you will die 1,000 deaths if she go to California.
Not a chance. If I went up there and told her how I felt, she'd laugh in my face.
But, cousin, if you don't tell her, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Forget it, Balky. Nothing you can say will change my mind.
You're going to regret it the rest of your life. Opportunity knocks but once. You're going to be a lonely old man. Old man. Old man.
Thank you. Darling, I'm home. Wow. Married 37 years and you're still my spicy little lamb kebab.
Dinner's almost ready.
I knew that.
How was your day?
Well, I bought 2 more shopping malls and a hotel.
Oh, Balky, I thought we agreed we had enough hotels.
Well, I know, but this one had a revolving door, and you know how much I love revolving doors.
Oh, Balky, you'll never grow up.
I certainly hope not.
Come in, Cousin Larry.
Hope I'm not interrupting anything. I brought the rent check. I'm afraid I'm a little short this month.
Larry, we've told you every month, you don't have to pay rent. Balky owns the building.
I know, but an Appleton likes to pay his own way. I'll make it up next month. How much am I behind?
Of course, and I have no idea.
No, really, I want to know.
No, it's absolutely nothing.
I insist.
Of course, and it's a pittance.
Balky, how much do I owe you?
$35,000.
It's the Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
Fill your heart with...
I need Jell-O for dessert.
I love Jell-O. Love Jell-O, always have.
You'll never guess who I got a letter from today. I got a letter from Jennifer. She'll be in town tomorrow, and she's stopping by here for a visit.
Isn't that magnificent, Cousin? Finally, after all these years, you'll be able to see Jennifer face to face.
Looking at you, kid.
Cousin, Jennifer's here. We've all been waiting for you for 20 minutes. That makes you a bit more than fashionably late.
I started dressing 3 hours ago, but I can't help but feel something's missing.
Your pants, perhaps?
Hmm? Oh. Oh.
Cousin, you know, I haven't seen you dressed in a necktie in quite a while. You cut a fine figure.
You mean it?
Would I lie to you? Cousin, come along. Let's go and see Jennifer.
Oh, Balky, what's the point? Any feelings? Any feelings I had for Jennifer are dead and buried.
Well, from the looks of your apartment, it's a shallow grave.
Or maybe I still feel something for Jennifer. So what?
So tell her, man, as you ought to have done 40 years ago.
It's too late.
Ugh, it's never too late.
It's over. It's done. It's yesterday's potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yucky, biggy, moogie, Cousin Larry.
Yes, easy for you to say. But for me, the ship has sailed.
creaky buttock bawasiki. Piggy moogie baba sticky.
She said she'd love to see you again.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Well, I would like to see her again.
Couldn't think of it, man. There was a spark there once. Perhaps you can fan it into a flame again.
You think so?
Fan it, man. Fan it.
You're right, Belky. Let's go see Jennifer.
Oh, Coulson, now we are so happy. We do the dance of joy.
Die, 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 die,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey.
This is your second chance. There was a spark there once. Fan it, man, fan it. This is your last chance. Last chance. Last chance.
I don't know about this, Belky. I'm not as cute as I used to be.
Oh, you're here. And you look so clean. Jennifer's a little nervous about seeing you.
Maybe she's not as cute as she used to be.
Here's Jennifer, Larry. Hi, Larry.
Jennifer, you haven't changed a bit.
Well...
No, I mean you really haven't changed a bit. I mean nothing. Not anything. You're gorgeous.
Try to show a little dignity.
Why don't we all sit down?
Well, here we all are, together again, the four musketeers.
Friends till the end.
That's right. Well, we gotta go.
What do you mean go? Where are you going? I just got here.
Ever since Balky bought the Cubs, he likes to throw out the first ball.
Of every game. Baseball fever. I caught it and I bought it.
Balky. You can't leave me alone with Jennifer.
But, cousin, this is your chance to reveal to her how you feel. So you just walk
Balky,
right
over... Balky, we should be going. We're going to be late.
Darling, thank you. You just walk right across...
Balky, the... honey, listen.
Darling, we're not going to be late. You just walk right across...
Balky?
The... Darling, I'm involved. All right, let's go.
go ahead.
No, you go on.
No, ladies first. What were you going to say?
I have to go.
Huh?
I don't have much time. I have a plane to catch.
Jennifer, don't go to Los Angeles.
I'm not going to Los Angeles. I'm going to Monte Carlo.
No, no. It's what I should have said 40 years ago when you had that job opportunity in California. I wanted you to stay in Chicago with me. I liked you a lot then. I like you a lot now. I'll probably always like you a lot.
I like you a lot too, Larry.
You do. You like me. That's wonderful.
We can build a life together. We'll start over. Let's have lots of kids. Where do you want to live? I like Chicago, but California is probably better for my rheumatism. Little thing here. Oh, what the heck? It doesn't matter where we are, as long as we're together. Oh, gosh, Jennifer, I feel 60 again.
Well, Larry, we live in different worlds now. I mean, mine is a world of fancy parties, lunch at the Polo Lounge, dinner at Maxime's. The cholesterol alone would kill you.
Where are you going?
To the airport. That's where they keep the planes.
Please, don't go.
If only you'd said something 40 years ago, things might have been different.
I understand. Goodbye, Jennifer.
Goodbye, Larry.
No, no, no. Don't leave me. Yes, yes, yes. Hello, you wonderful old Bipposian artifacts. I have hair. I have hair. Lots of hair. You have no mustache. Zuzu's petals. It's not too late.
Must be an antacid flashback.
Who is it?
It's Larry, Jennifer.
Larry, what's wrong?
Jennifer, don't go.
What?
Don't go to Los Angeles.
You don't want me to go?
No, no. I'm not too late again, am I? You can change your mind, can't you? Jennifer, I really like you. I don't think I've liked anybody as much.
Oh, Larry, when you didn't say anything, I thought that you didn't feel about me the way I feel about you.
Well, how do you feel about me?
I like you, Larry. As long as you like me.
I do. I do. I like you. And I want you to stay.
I want to stay here, too.
You do?
I do.
So, you'll stay?
I'll stay.
You won't be sorry. We'll have fun. I'll do nice things for you. You want a pizza?
Larry, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I got you up. I'll go back downstairs. Do you still like me?
Does that answer your question? I guess it does.
Well, I should be going. Shouldn't I?
I think so.
Yeah, no, I thought I should. Thanks. Good night.
I'm fine! I'm fine!
Becky, You'll never guess what happened.
You fell down the stairs.
Well, yes, but that's not important. Jennifer's not going to Los Angeles. She likes me. She really likes me.
Cousin, you're starting to sound like Sally Field at the Academy Award.
I can't help it. I'm so happy, and I owe it all to you, Balky. You're the one who told me to go upstairs and tell her how I feel.
Well, I try to call them like I call them.
You know, I have always let opportunity slip through my fingers because I've been afraid to take chances. Well, I learned a lesson tonight.
Yes, you did. You took the bull by the horns and you stepped in something good.
Balky, I feel like I'm on top of the world. I feel like I could do anything. I feel like I broke my leg.
Strangers is a Miller Boyette production.